This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC Newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. I'm Tom Rowe in Accra. Jimmy Vilken is reporting on Twitter, following federal guidance, state health officials are immediately pausing the distribution of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, Health Commissioner Howard Zucker said on April 13th. Appointments for state sites will be honored using other vaccines. In other COVID-19 news, the Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chairman Matt Morrell has continued the county's state of emergency implemented due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The order remains the same. It requires the implementation of physical distancing for any contacts and wearing masks for protection in public, as well as washing hands for at least 20 seconds with soap and water or by using alcohol-based hand sanitizers. It also recommends, quote, staying at home when sick, keeping away from others who are sick, and staying at home when a household member is sick with respiratory disease symptoms or if instructed to do so by public health officials or a health care provider, unquote. The extended local state of emergency was effective at noon April 12th and will remain in place for 30 days until May 12th, unless it is rescinded or modified. Read more about the order at ColumbiaCountyNY.com. William J. Kemble is reporting for the Daily Freeman that the California company Premium Energy Holdings on April 12th withdrew its plan to build an underground hydropower station near the Ashokan Reservoir in Ulster County. Victor Rojas, president of Premium Energy Holdings, said the company will apply to use a different site, but only after all interested parties are consulted in advance. Rojas said sites near the Roundout and Neversink reservoirs, as well as unspecified locations along the Hudson River, are now under consideration. Both Roundout and Neversink, like the Ashokan, are operated by New York City. The Roundout Reservoir straddles the border of Ulster and Sullivan counties. Neversink is located entirely in Sullivan. Rojas did not rule out choosing another site near the Ashokan Reservoir, but said the chances of that happening are slim. The Premium proposal was dropped in the wake of widespread opposition, including from New York City Department of Environmental Protection, on whose land Premium wanted to create the 2,800-megawatt generating station 200 to 300 feet below ground. The Ulster County Legislature and County Executive Pat Ryan also opposed the plan, as did State Senators Michelle Hinchey and Peter Oberacher, and the leaders of several Ulster County towns near the proposed site. Common complaint among the government opponents and the DEP was that they were not notified about the plan before the company filed its application with the state in late January. The station was to be powered by water from the Ashokan that first would be sent to a planned new reservoir. Premium originally was considering sites in West Shokan, Woodland Valley, and Lanesville in Greene County to create the new reservoir. Rojas said he was familiar with the opposition to his company's plan to use land near the Ashokan Reservoir and that he plans to visit the prospective new sites before choosing one. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Steve Hughes reports for the Times Union that there was a protest in Albany on April 12th about the fatal shooting of a black man by a police officer just outside of Minneapolis. Brooklyn Center Police in Minnesota have not revealed the identity of the officer who killed 20-year-old Dante Wright, but she is claiming she fired her gun when she meant to fire her taser. Protesters in Albany met at Dana Park and walked up Lark Street and onto Henry Johnson Boulevard to city police headquarters. There were no incidents, but there have been other incidents with police and black men recently, including one in Virginia with a man serving in the military, and there could be more protests around the country as the trial of Derek Chauvin, the Minneapolis police officer who kneeled on George Floyd's neck for almost 10 minutes before he died, comes to a close soon. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Tresco Weinstein reports in the Times Union that a light show opens this week at the Thomas Cole National Historic Site in Catskill. Clerestory Lights, a group that brought Nightwood to the Mount, the writer Edith Wharton's home in Lenox, Massachusetts, last winter, is in a show called Spring Lights on view through May 9th. They use 450 glowing orbs with a sound score by composer Greg Hansen using Cole's writings voiced by actor Jamie Bell with lighting design by Chris Baccarillo and Megan Kinney. Quote, Thomas Cole waxes so poetic about the nature that surrounds him in this particular place where he chose to make his home, and we wanted to bring some of that glory of nature and place that is so present during the day into a nighttime experience, unquote, said Baccarillo, creative director for the group. Quote, it's very much about blossoming and blooming, this resurgence of nature and of optimism after a long COVID winter, unquote. Spring Lights also includes a film by artist Brian Kenny, projected on the wall of the old studio. Read more about this story in the Times Union, and read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.